Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Sometimes it's good to repeat what you've said. In fact, sometimes it's good to repeat what you've said. That seems to be the case with Psalm 53. With few exceptions, the wording is almost identical to Psalm 14. A change is in the title, where maskil, meaning contemplation, and mahalothara are added. The word mahalat, found also with Psalm 88, is translated elsewhere in Scripture as sickness or diseases. In fact, Exodus 15:26 is the antidote to the maladies mentioned in this psalm. Quote, "If you diligently heed the voice of the Lord your God, and do what is right in his sight, give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of the diseases on you, for I am the Lord who heals you." The psalm is describing the moral debilitation that comes from the rejection of God. Now, what are the changes in the psalm itself? First, as noted earlier, Book 1 of the Psalms is dominated by the name Lord, that is Jehovah, whereas God, Elohim, is the more common name in Book 2. There are also significant changes in verses 5 and 6. Recall that this psalm is quoted for the third time in Romans 3, verses 10 to 12. There, Paul stresses the hopeless condition of humanity without the Lord. Man in his natural condition would never seek God. Thankfully, God uses countless ways to stir sinners to be curious, then convicted, then converted. Having worked in every heart through creation, history, providence, revelation, the incarnation, Christian witness, and conviction by the Spirit, he now calls all to, quote, "seek the Lord while he may be found," Isaiah 55, verse 6. Those who do not, quote, "seek God," or, quote, "call upon God," will find that the God they have despised has, in the end, also despised them. Psalm 53, verses 2 and 4 and 5. Far better to embrace, quote, "the salvation he offers," verse 6.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.